Let's start by putting all of this together and sort of into a timeline for the shooting. What do we know about this shooting that occurred yesterday as we talk here at 7:43 in the morning?
So it appears that it was in a study hall area, and it's because of the type of school, it is a private school. There's a lot of commingling of ages within the school. So as opposed to, say, a public school where you would have, say, elementary, middle school, high school, this is, you know, you had very young children with older children, high school age. So a lot of a mix of different people in one general area. So that's why it's been reported that 2-year-old was the 911 caller. So, which I can't remember a 2-year-old having called 911 for something like that. But in a handgun, we know a handgun was used, and a teacher and another student were victims, and then the shooter took their own life.
The shooter, allegedly a 15-year-old girl. What do we know about the shooter and any possible motive here?
Well, there's some things, you know, doing some research on this, I think we have to consider. It's been reported that the shooter was possibly transgender. And I did some research and discovered that last year in Nashville, I don't know if you all remember the shooting that happened there, was also a transgender previous student that came back to another Christian school. So it seems very similar there. I wonder if maybe they drew some similarities with it, and some motivation, if you will. So I think as time goes on, we'll see what happened here. That's not been confirmed yet, but I think the police are trying to track that down. Apparently there's some online writing that they are trying to determine if they're actually from the shooter themselves.
Steve, as someone who worked for so many years in law enforcement, what do you say to parents? Now, I mean, we're hearing these stories, it seems like, every week or every month with all these school shootings. And this one had a small Christian school. And these parents, I would imagine, worried about sending their kids to school every day.
Yeah, it is terrifying. And I have a young child myself. And, you know, it's something I think about. I'm probably more tuned into it than most parents are. But, you know, you want to... You know, it's a balance between keeping your kids safe, but also keeping the innocence of childhood. You know, you want your kids to be aware of their surroundings, but, you know, try to keep these horrible things away from them as much as you can so they can actually be children when they grow up. But I think as they get older, you have to just explain the realities of life and how to keep themselves safe. And if they see something, to say something to either a parent or a teacher. Because, you know, growing up, we all know it's very difficult, and I think maybe now harder than ever. And emotions run high, and there's a lot of things that go on, and, you know, poor decisions are made. So, you know, you don't want any kid to get involved in that. And also, if there's a child that's feeling like they want to hurt someone, you don't want them to do that. So, you know, being aware of your surroundings and talking to people, I think, is a big part of it.
Shifting gears on you now, Steve, we're quickly on this UnitedHealthcare CEO, where there seems to be this groundswell of support for the suspect in this case, this Luigi Maggioni. Can you remember a story where someone shot somebody else in a public street and now has this groundswell of social media support?
You know, that's one of the bad things with social media is it seems like anybody that has any weird sort of feelings towards anything can find someone that feels the same way. And, you know, you never really had that before social media. But clearly this is just, you know, this is a killing in cold blood. And as time goes on, they'll look at the mental stability of the shooter. But, you know, this was just the victim was just a man doing his job and, you know, had family and children and just walking down the street. You know, I'm still interested that, we know that the shooter himself he was very intelligent. So it's possible he did this all by himself, but I'd be interested to see if he had any help anywhere along the way.
Let's talk about something positive for a second. You're doing a lot of work in Western North Carolina as we continue to that recovery effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. There was this heartwarming story recently where a family's dog alerted authorities to where a young man was in need of rescue. Kind of another reason why dogs are the best and just a heartwarming story that we all need to hear this time of year.
Yeah, it was a great story. And, you know, the boy's house was destroyed with his family in it. And his family got scattered about. Thankfully, everybody survived. But he was buried under the rubble, and his dog, who uniquely was a rescue dog himself, saw where at least could smell the boy or hear the boy, and went up on top of the pile where he was and alerted parents who called, rescues. So rescue came in and were able to pull him out. It's a pretty good story because ultimately the rescue dog ended up rescuing the boy, which I thought was pretty great story, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. As I let you go, Steve, we mentioned the work you're doing in Western North Carolina. Can you just describe the biggest need that the folks in Western North Carolina still have and how we might be able to help our friends out to the west of us?
Well, you know, you think about what would happen if your house were to be destroyed, you know, what your needs would be. And then all of the infrastructure around you that would support you is gone, too. So they have needs ranging from, you know, literally clothes to money. The best thing to do if you're trying to help people is to donate money to reputable organizations that you know the money is going to go to victims. And, you know, and there's many out there. You know, as opposed to materials, because those are hard to store, they're hard to get to people, but money they can always use to support people. And of course, you know, there's a lot of support in state government and federal government there too. But if you want to donate to a reputable organization and to make sure the money's getting to the right place.
Retired New York Police Lieutenant Steve Houck. Steve, always appreciate the time and the perspective. I look forward to visiting again soon. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Merry Christmas.